I was 15 and I was quite vulnerable, was it? Yeah, and as soon as I moved up into secondary school, a couple of lads grabbed me in, and then I was walking the streets, knives, and knuckle dusters. That's when we began to rob people.
Where would you get them from?
One of the lads in the group, he'd order us about 5-6 of them, and then give us all one. These are the type of people who bring other people down.
And I wanted to ask you, I'm looking at now sort of older gang members or group members, and have to be a gang, almost grooming in a way younger people, people under 16, who perhaps don't realise, you know, what might happen if they get caught. Do you recognise that as something that's actually happening? You know, people.
Yeah, they're just targeting weak people to join the group and do the work for them, really. Go around robbing them, get money for them. The youngest now are about 11, starting it. And when I was 15, that was probably the age limit around there that was doing all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and it's getting younger and younger.
What was your understanding at that point of like, what you were really doing and what the consequences, what the true consequences of it could have been?
Consequences, we just thought it was a bit of fun. Well, I did. And then, I'm quite a touchy person when like deep down. So like when I realised that I was upsetting them and that, that's when I kind of realised that I don't really want to be doing this as well. I had my best friend with me, and he got stabbed at one point, and for me that was enough. To be honest, I wouldn't have really wanted that to be me, because I've been boxing for quite a long time, so that would have put me out of boxing. And my mum and dad would make me go to the police about that as well. And then when you snitch, it makes stuff a lot worse. So getting stabbed would be minor to compare to what they would do if you snitched. People take to your house, your family, smash your cars. It'd be all the time. Before bed, I've thinking about the people that I've hurt and done stuff to, and we regretted everything that we've done. And like, he's onto a good track to get into the army, and I want to box in future. And the other group, they're now on coke and doing all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's like, I feel proud in myself that I've took myself away and got myself onto a good path. It's all good now.
Is it difficult to get out of the group?
It wasn't hard, because most of the lads would, because me and my mate, we was the ones that could throw our hands pretty well. And we just said, no, we're not interested anymore in doing this stuff, and stop with the drugs. And yeah, it was it's just weird how it all works and stuff.
And just lastly, I've spoken to some young people, and they say it's sort of, they feel safer, or they're carrying it for self-defence and things like that. Personally, how did you feel when you knew you had a weapon on you?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it really to be safe, just doing it because my friends were doing it, so I thought, basically being like a sheep. That's what most people are when they're in groups.